are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Well, God bless you, men and women of God. We thank God for you. We thank God most of all for the creator of this universe, Almighty God, our deliverer, our savior. I want to take a moment and acknowledge those that have been supporting us and just tell you thank you. And thank you for all that God is giving you the grace to do. As a matter of fact, I want to share a couple of businesses that have been a blessing recently to the radio broadcast. One is Natural Glow. As a matter of fact, Natural Glow uses natural oils, natural hair oil, skin oil. They're 100% cold pressed oil. Some of you may know what that means. I don't necessarily know what cold press oils are, but I know that they're 100%. She also sells herbs, different things for eczema and eczema ointments and things like that. And her telephone number is 321-458-4798. That's Natural Glow. And if you ask for Cheryl, and you mention this broadcast, Cheryl will give you a 10% discount, but you got to mention the broadcast. And also, mighty man of God, whose zeal has not fainted. I've been knowing him a long time. He's been serving the Lord a long time, even as a deacon in the church. And I believe that we should support the people that support God, even Cheryl of Natural Glow. She also is a wonderful woman of God and loves the Lord. But Butterfield Lawn and Tree Cutting Service, he's been doing this a long time, I believe about 40 years, well established in the community, a man of his word. And his telephone number is 321-266-9507. Once again, Butterfield Lawn and Tree Cutting Services. If you need your trees cut, you need your lawn cut, you're looking for someone reliable, someone that shows up on and is on time, that's Butterfield Lawn and Tree Cutting Services, 321-266-9507. Praise God. Also, let me mention this while I'm at it. We have a desire to take this gospel not only to Brevard County, which we're currently sharing the good news of the gospel in Brevard County, but we desire also to take this broadcast even further. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so if you would like to partner with us, as a matter of fact, I want to ask you to pray about partnering with us. You know, I just believe that if God says yes, come on, there's a blessing involved in it. God gives seed to the sower to sow. And so anyways, you can, if you would like to sow a love seed towards the radio broadcast, and make sure that you note that it is for the radio broadcast, you can cash app us at $VIP Ministries 250. That's $VIP Ministries 250. Also, praise God, if you use PayPal, you could send a love seed for the radio broadcast. Don't forget to notate it is for the radio broadcast, VIP Ministries@att.net. Once again, for PayPal, that's VIP Ministries@att.net. And if you would like to Zelle a love seed for our radio broadcast, the telephone number is 321-213-1218. Once again, if you would like to Zelle a love seed towards our radio broadcast, make sure you're notating that it's for the radio broadcast. 321-213-1218. Praise God. We thank God for you being a blessing. I want you to know that if you begin to partner with us as far as taking this broadcast throughout the state of Florida and even throughout the United States and even on an international level, praise God, if it be the Lord's will, praise God that we will be praying for you as our partners every day. All right. We love you. God bless you. I hope you enjoy the broadcast.
Somebody say in this realm. Because if we say what has been established in that realm, it will be established. Somebody say in this realm. Why do you think, who was that? Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat said, believe God, so shall you be what? Established. Believe his prophets, so shall you what? You will prosper. Why? Because the prophets had the word of the Lord. The prophets had what had been established in heaven. Man, I've been putting this together for a couple of days. Okay, I don't know if y'all got that. Okay. He said, believe God, so shall you be established. Oh, glory to God. God is about establishing things. Oh, glory to God. His word has been established in the heavens, in the spirit realm. Oh, glory to God. The devil know the deal. He know he's already defeated. He knows what this established word has to say. Come on, somebody. Now, he'll try to bamboozle you and make you think that it don't say what it say. But the Bible lets us know he's already whooped. It's already been fixed. Come on. Established, concluded, resolved. Can't be changed. This is why Jehoshaphat said, believe his prophets, because they are telling you, oh glory to God, what God has said, and what God has said is already established. Okay. Let me say this here. I remember when my wife said, told me that she was barren. I didn't know what I was doing at the time, but what came out of my mouth is that we will have children. I declared it in the earth realm. Come on. I spoke it in faith in the earth realm. Now the children that you see is the manifestation of what was spoken in the earth. As a matter of fact, and before she got pregnant, we were in church in West Cocoa, New Hope Deliverance Temple. And there was an evangelist, a Hispanic evangelist from California. Never met this man before in our life, but he said, thus says the Lord, you will have children. Now, when my wife got pregnant, several months, you know, 4, 5, 6 months down the road, they tried to tell me that my son had, as a matter of fact, they didn't try to tell me, they showed us x-rays with him with water on his brain and said that he would be retarded. Come on now, y'all. Sometimes we start saying what the doctors are saying. Why? Because it was a fact that he was seeing what he was seeing. Come on, somebody. Okay. It was a fact. What, no doubt he was seeing what he was seeing. Does he look retarded to you all today? Come on. Because His brother might have something else to say. His brother might have something else to say about the matter. Oh, glory to God. But let me show you something. When God spoke in that church that night and said, you will have children. Come on. He did not tell me. He did not say that you will have children and they will be retarded. God has spoken. Let me say this here. He did not say you will have children and they will come out dead. He said you shall have children. Because when he was born, the cord, wasn't even connected. They running around in the room talking about, well, how did he survive? They're trying to figure out how did he survive. But the word was established, come on somebody, in heaven. Come on. And what was that established in heaven manifesting itself on the earth? Are y'all getting this? Because I'm trying to get it myself. There are times, there are things that we need to decree and declare. Can I tell you something? I heard she read you all through she read a bunch of decrees and had you all saying, you know, decrees, declaring things. Everybody see this? Oh, glory to God. And I thought about a demonstration. Because a lot of you, I don't say anything. You're going to walk out of here and you won't declare nothing all week. Okay. All right. All right. But see, come on somebody. Tell somebody, thy word, O Lord, is forever established in heaven. But if it's forever established in heaven, why don't you forever establish it here on the earth? You know what our problem is? Okay, we're waiting for somebody to be a priest to us and to say it so we don't have to say it. Okay. Revelation 1:6 says that what? You are kings and priests unto God, right? Oh, glory to God. Now, I thank God for preachers, pastors. I thank God for my pastor, my covering. Oh, glory to God in Deerfield. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But let me show you something. You got to first learn to be your own priest, the priest of your house. I'm the priest here at the church. I'm the pastor here at the church. Come on. But what are you when you get home? Do you realize that you are a king? Come on. Do you realize that you are a priest unto God? Now, I didn't say it. I'm not making this up, but God has said it. God has said you are a king and a priest unto the Lord. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Because let me show you something. Should I go there? Go to the book of Judges. I'm there now. Hallelujah. I believe God's going to let me go that route. Go to the book of Judges. Are y'all getting anything out of this? Is this all right? This good or what?
Good work.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Book of Judges, chapter 17. Amen. Believe God, so shall ye believe. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Thy word, somebody say it, thy word is forever established in heaven. Come on, it's established in the spirit realm. Come on, oh glory to God. You've got to establish it here on the earth. Come on, oh glory to God. You the same way, you know, and I'm about to read this, but the same way I'm trying to re-edify it. Come on, so you'll get it. The same way God says, hey, Moses, this, what you saw in the spirit realm, make it after that pattern. Oh, glory to God. We got to begin to pattern things, oh, glory to God, after what God is saying. Now go to, start reading from the New King James Version. Start reading from the New King James to you. Dr. Teresa. Amen. I'll say it that way. Dr. Teresa. Hallelujah.
first one.
Uh-huh.
Judges 17:1.
Now, this is something that the Lord showed me here recently. Read.
Now there was a man from the mountains of Ephraim, whose name was Micah. And he said to his mother, the 1,100 shekels of silver that were taken from you, and on which you put a curse.
Come on, you released the curse. Mm-hmm. Now, I've taught you all before that every woman in the Bible can be symbolic, somebody say, of the church, symbolic of the church.
Yes.
When God talks about the church, he talks about the church being what? A female, a woman. Yes. And so she's a picture of the church. Come on. And she's releasing a curse. Doesn't the Bible say blessings and curses come out of our mouths?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I'm lining it up with scripture. Just in case y'all are like, wait,
yeah. That's right.
All right, okay. And so we have the ability to do what? To bless, and we have the ability to curse. Because I said something. I said, I wonder how much good, valuable stuff is coming out of our mouths. Okay, read.
And on which you put a curse, even saying it in my ears.
I heard it. I heard you heard it when you released it. Read.
Here is the silver with me. I took it. And his mother said, may you be blessed by the Lord, my son. So when he had returned.
So now you see the blessing. She cursed him. Then she came back and blessed them. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so this is a problem that we have in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Where cursings and blessings are coming out of our mouth. We got to make up our mind. Oh, glory to God, to be a blessing. Read.
May you be blessed by the Lord, my son. So when he had returned the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother, said, I had wholly dedicated the silver from my hand to the Lord for my son to make a carved image and a molded image.
Now look at this. She's involved in idolatry. She said, I'm dedicating it to the Lord, oh mm-hmm. glory to God, but I'm going to make idols. The book of Leviticus 26:1, the Lord said that you shall make no idols or graven images, but we see that a lot of churches are involved in idolatry. Got idols all over the church. And Jesus, the smallest thing, a lot of them idols got, you'll see a big statue of the Virgin Mary and a baby Jesus a lot of time. Hallelujah. But it shouldn't be any idolatry in the church. Come on. Oh, glory to God. I tell you what, the Bible is so up to date because God can take something in the Old Testament and show you what's going on in the body of Christ. Oh, glory to God. And so, read.
So, I'm sorry. And I will return it to you. Thus he returned the silver to his mother.
Uh-huh.
Then his mother took 200 shekels of silver.
Insufficiency. 200. Insufficiency. You wasting your time. 200 is the number of insufficiency. You waste your time trying to worship God that way.
Amen.
It won't add up. Come
Amen.
On. Oh, glory to God. Read.
200 shekels of silver and gave them to the silversmith. And he made it into a carved image
uh-huh.
and a molded image.
Uh-huh.
And they were in the house of Micah.
Right.
The man Micah had a shrine and made an ephod and household idols.
Now look at this now. Look at this. He had a shrine. He had all types of idols and stuff in his shrine or in his church. Let me show. Basically, he's trying to mimic, come on somebody, the tabernacle. Oh, glory to God. Read.
And he consecrated one of his sons who became his priest.
He's trying to mimic, come on, he's trying to not worship God after the pattern that God had established, come on. But here he is doing what he thinks is right in his own eyesight. Come on, somebody. Sometime, oh glory to God, a lot of the church, come on, is not following the pattern described or ascribed by the word of God. Come on, oh glory to God. We're doing church. Oh, glory to God. We're doing church, and we're doing church in our own way.
Amen.
God. Is this all right? Are y'all getting this?
Yes.
Read. And so he consecrated him a priest. He made him a priest.
One of his sons.
Oh, glory to God. Read.
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
Because if he's not your king, if he's not your Lord and your Savior, you're going to do what you think is right in your own eyesight. All right, read.
Now, there was a young man from Bethlehem in Judah, of the family of Judah. He was a Levite and was staying there. The man departed from the city of Bethlehem in Judah to stay wherever he could find a place. Then he came to the mountains of Ephraim, to the house of Micah.
And read verse 8 one more time.
The man departed from the city of Bethlehem in Judah to stay wherever he could find a place.
To stay where he could find a place. In other words, he's looking for a place. Oh, glory to God. Because we have preachers that are looking for a church to preach. Come on, they're not sent. They're looking for a place. You'll be amazed sometimes about, you know, how many times you get preachers calling and they're saying, can I come and preach at your church? You ain't sent. Come on. God ain't, you know, let me say this here. We're not that ignorant that we don't know when, you know, that when God, you know, God sends people.
Amen.
Come on. God will send, start dealing with me about a person. Oh, glory to God. Why? Because they have a word for this church, a word for this body. And so he says, I'm going to look for me a place. Come on, somebody. He wasn't sent. He went. Come on.
Yes.
Verse 9 says what?
And Micah said to him, where do you come from? So he said to him, I am a Levite from Bethlehem in Judah, and I am on my way to find a place to stay.
Because sometimes there are times when you're dealing with a preacher and they'll tell you their resume. They'll say, okay, all right, I'm from here. I'm from such and such, and I, you know, I'm from up on there. So he's reading out his resume, and then what else did he say?
Micah said to him, dwell with me and be a father and a priest to me, and I will give you 10 shekels of silver per year, a suit of clothes, and your sustenance.
Now remember this. He says, I am finding a place. He says this in verse 9. I am a Levite, and I go to sojourn where I may find. He's trying to find a place. We've got a lot of this going on in the body of Christ. Oh, glory to God. You know, where folks are trying to find a place. Now let me say this here. He had a good pedigree. Come on. He was a relative. He was a Levite and a relative of Moses. Come on, somebody. He was a, and so he had a good pedigree. Oh, glory to God. Verse 10 says what?
Micah said to him, dwell with me and be a father and a priest to me.
Now he's asking him to be a father and a priest, but keep reading.
And I will give you 10 shekels of silver per year, a suit of clothes, and your sustenance.
So he's hiring him. Oh, yes. Glory to God. Read.
So the Levite went in. Then the Levite was content to dwell with the man, and the young man became like one of his sons.
Hold on a second. Now, didn't he say, I want you to be a father to me, but now you done become a son to me? That's a good way of saying, that's a good way of saying, Micah calling the shots. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all getting this? Are y'all getting this? That's a good way of saying, you know, he said, I want you to be my priest, but now he's more like a son. Which one is it? Are you the priest or are you the son? Read verse 12.
So Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest and lived in the house of Micah.
Okay.
Then Micah said, now I know that the Lord will be good to me, since I have a Levite as a priest.
Okay, and so we see that Micah hired a priest, because a lot of times we want preachers that are going to align with what we believe.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Because instead of Jonathan, you're gonna find out in I believe it's in 18 and 30. Instead of Jonathan coming in and correcting him with the idol worship, come on, oh glory to God. Instead of Jonathan correcting him with the idol worship, Jonathan just went along with the program. Okay. All right. Y'all getting this? Y'all seeing this?
Yeah.
And we have this going on in the body of Christ today. Oh, glory to God. People are conforming to what the boys want. People are conforming, come on somebody, oh glory to God, to what the people want them to preach instead of telling them the truth. Is everybody getting this? Okay. I'm just telling you what I got hot off the press. Hallelujah. Oh glory to God. And this is so so is what's going on today. It's what's going on today, as a matter of fact. And so, Michael was calling the shots. Oh, glory to God. As a matter of fact, in verse 13, he says, I have a priest. He didn't say he was a man of God. He says, I have a priest. As a matter of fact, I was thinking back. I said, well, my son said the apostle of this house. I was almost wanting to say, don't say that. I want Jesus Christ, the apostle of this house. Amen. Oh, glory to God. And so, you can just call me an apostle, but don't say the apostle of this house. We want God to be in charge of this house. I'm just correcting that in love. Hallelujah. And so we're prophetic. Tell somebody we're prophetic people.
We are prophetic people.
Oh, glory to God. We're prophetic people. Yes. We are priests. Everybody in here, you're born again, you're a priest.
Yes.
You need to become the priest of your house. You need to begin to decree and declare things in your house. You need to decree and declare, okay, all right. So, you know, but stop letting the devil write out and determine. I preached a message a long time ago called Satanic, it just popped up in my spirit, Satanic Calendars. You remember that? We were over on US1. The devil has a calendar written out for your life. The devil has a calendar written out for your life, and he has determined things. He has determined things. He has determined what he wants to do in your life. And so we got to make sure that we're tearing up these satanic calendars, come on, and begin to determine what type of future that we're going to have. No weapon formed against my future shall prosper. No weapon formed against my destiny shall prosper. No weapon formed against my ministry shall prosper. Come on, what are you saying? Are you saying these things, or are you going right along with what the devil is saying? Glory to God. Are you establishing what's in heaven on the earth? Oh, glory to God. Can I tell you something? Elisha, go to 2 Kings 6 and 8, and I'm almost done. 2 Kings 6 and 8. Let me show you something. One man controlled the kingdom from his prayer chamber. Come on, somebody. One man was calling the shots.
That's right.
From his prayer chamber. Oh, glory to God. And some of us can't even, some of us, can I say something? If he can do this and determine some things for a nation, well, how about our lives? Come on, somebody. Are y'all getting this?
Yes.
Go to verse 8 and read.
Now the king of Syria was making war against Israel, and he consulted with his servants, saying, my camp will be in such and such
place. Now I want you to know that the enemy is doing that. He's warring against you. He's warring against your future. Come on. He's warring.